Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. What did Jesus mean when he said to his disciples, "Love your enemies"? How can he expect us to feel good toward those who abuse and misuse us? The truth is, feeling has nothing to do with loving our enemies or anyone else. Many of us have misunderstood and misapplied the Bible's teaching on love. Our Lord does not tell us how to feel about our enemies. He tells us what we are to do for them. The Greek word Jesus used, agapao, involves a decision to seek the welfare of others. Our enemies may not be very likable. They may not be easy for us to know. But we can and should seek their welfare. Our main goal, respecting our enemies, to make them our friends. That was Paul's reason for writing. Therefore, if your enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing you shall heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome with evil, but overcome evil with good. Romans 12:20-21. Jesus Christ brought all of this into focus when he said in the Sermon on the Mount, "You have heard that it has been said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them who curse you, pray for them who despitefully use you." Matthew 5:43-44. Sometimes in the Sermon on the Mount, when Jesus used the words, "You have heard that it has been said," he was referring to the law of Moses. In the present passage, he is not speaking the law of Moses. There are no passages in the law which encourage God's people to hate their enemies. But there were probably people in the Jewish nation who thought they were justified in hating their enemies. The duty to love one's neighbor could hardly be taught more emphatically than it is in the Word of God. In fact, our Lord appealed to the Old Testament when he told the Jews, "You shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all your mind, and with all your soul. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." Matthew 22:37-40. Every Jew knew, and every Christian ought to know, that loving our neighbors as ourselves is God's law. We should study both the Old Testament and the New to learn what it means to love one's neighbor as oneself. It certainly means looking after the neighbor's welfare. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Philippians 2:3-4. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Galatians 6:2. Again, I remind you that Jesus does not tell us how to feel about our enemies. He tells us what to do for them. While love, in some cases, has a feeling component, it is basically expressing goodwill toward others. Our Lord's instructions are clear, but not easy to follow. Love your enemies. Bless them who curse you. Do good to them who hate you, and pray for them who despitefully use you. Matthew 5:44. My first obligation to an enemy is to teach him the gospel, not in word only, but also in my behavior. He may not give me a chance to talk to him about Christ, but I can so live before him that he can see Christ living in me and turn and worship our Father in heaven. If my enemy hunger, Paul wrote, I am to feed him. If he thirst, I am to give him drink. In other words, I am to treat him as if we were not enemies, by seeing to his needs and being a friend to him, if at all possible. If he curses me, I am to bless him. If he expresses hatred, I am to do good for him. If he despitefully uses me and persecutes me, I am to pray for him. Not easy to do, but it is an obligation. Thank you, and may God bless you.